The state sets the interest rates on all these programs. It's one rate for everybody.
Wow.
We take care of all the paperwork for you. We apply from the state with you. We get you set up on it. We make sure you qualify.
Real estate agent Matt.
So you and your team handles that for
yes,
the borrower.
That's correct.
Oh, that's awesome.
Don't think that you can't purchase because you don't have the money.
Right.
Let's find out what you can do.
And now your host, Steve Martin Smith.
So here we are again, Steve Martin Smith and Tony Moore. We're taking off on part two of this sit down talking about current mortgage and real estate topics. That is exactly what you need to hear, because this is the world of real estate. Even if you're not buying or selling, you probably know somebody who is. So then you can share this information with them, share the video with them, subscribe to us on YouTube, please. Or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please hit the subscribe there. Also, leave us a review if you wouldn't mind, because we like to know what you think about what we're doing here. All right. So, Tony, take it away. What is the next topic of importance today?
Well, Steve, thank you for having me again, and thanks for having me back. First of all, we want to talk about the one reason why a lot of people don't buy houses. A lot of people think that they can't buy houses because of down payment.
Yeah.
That's the number one reason why people don't buy houses. Well, I was actually doing some searches on some houses in the Venice and Sarasota area, and I was able to come up with 13 down payment assistance programs for median income.
For current houses on the
market?
For
a current house on the market.
What kind of price range of those houses?
$500,000, $300,000, $700,000.
Okay, so all areas.
All areas, all names, all people. I have different programs for different types of occupations, which I'll go into a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I want people to understand that there's a lot of assistance out there for you to get into a house. And usually you can get to a home for less than first, last, and security. So a couple of those programs, one we have is a program that came out in October of last year. I believe it was October. And it's called our Homes for Heroes program. And the Homes for Heroes program, DeSantis came on and told us all about it. You're able to get up to $25,000 for any frontline workers. That's police, veterans, firefighters, nurses, most occupations that have a license that are in medical field or safety.
Okay.
Right. Most everybody, chiropractors, massage therapist. Yeah. I mean, there's so many different categories out there.
The people who take care of us.
Yes. The people that take
really?
Care of us. Yep.
We do want to know that those people live around us.
Absolutely.
Right.
And there's assistance available for them to help them become homeowners so they can stay here and not want to go to another city or another state. Or not have to because they can't afford to live here.
Right.
So with the program, I'll give you a little bit of information. So you can get up to 5% of the loan amount, so up to $25,000 total. That money can cover your down payment, your closing cost, and basically get you into a house for almost nothing out of pocket. So it covers almost everything. The money is actually given to you at 0% interest and doesn't have to be repaid until you refinance or sell the house in the future. It literally is a silent second mortgage that just sits there tied to the property. And when you do pay it back, it goes right back to help somebody else.
Wow.
Which is nice.
So is it a matter of jumping through hoops, filling out documents, staying on the phone for hours, trying to figure out if you can get this money or not?
Nope. It's actually works just as easy as just about any other loan. We take care of all the paperwork for you. We apply from the state with you. We get you set up on it. We make sure you qualify.
So you and your team handles that for
yes,
the borrower?
That's correct.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. So we take care of everything for you, get you qualified, make sure you're good to go. And actually, too, you have to be an approved lender. So there's not a ton of lenders throughout the state of Florida. We are.
Okay.
There's one Gulfside Mortgage Services. And we help you get everything taken care of. But the thing about it, too, is there's no shopping on interest rate. The state sets the interest rates on all these programs. It's one rate for everybody.
Wow.
So it doesn't matter if you go to Bank of America or Wells Fargo or Gulfside Mortgage. Actually, I don't know if they're approved to do the loan. But if you come to us, we'll pull up the government website, show you what your rate is, and that's the rate that you get.
And does the rate seem to be like higher than what they could have gotten for conventional? Or
no. Okay. They are right in line, if not lower.
Wow.
Than the regular conventional rates.
Okay.
There's different types. So AMI is average median income.
Okay.
With the regular conforming loans or FHA, the average median income has to be at 80% or below to get the best rate. So it's for even the lower income people, it helps them a little bit more. But if you're above the 80% average median income, they go all the way up to 125%. So off the top of my head, I can't remember what those numbers are, but I believe it's like $125,000 worth of income used to qualify to purchase the home, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So you know it's not for somebody who makes $40,000. It's good for them too.
Yeah.
But it's not limited to them, is what I should have said.
Right. Yeah. So many times in my history, even before getting into real estate, whenever I've heard or looked into these things, you know, in our younger days when we were first getting started trying to find a house or buy a house, just like most couples, they always seemed like, yeah, they're there, but not for you.
Right. Yeah. And there are some of those. The SHIP funding, which is for the counties like Sarasota County.
What kind of funding?
SHIP.
Okay, just making
sure. S-H-I-P.
Okay.
Those types of programs are for the lower level income. Okay. And sometimes those are harder. They still have the money available, I believe up to $20,000, but it's harder to get some people qualified when they're looking at the low incomes.
Okay.
So still available. We can still try to put them in houses, absolutely.
Right.
But don't think that you can't purchase because you don't have the money.
Right.
Let's find out what you can do. And because there's a lot of programs out there like the USDA program. The USDA Rural Housing Program is a 100% financing program that I put people in houses literally with no money out of their pocket.
Well, we just did a deal for a couple that had been living in a mobile home in Bay Indies and moved into a USDA area. Actually, the husband just wrote us a killer review on Google. And I mean, you can just tell how amazed they are that they were actually able to get a block home.
Yep.
And a real house in a real neighborhood. They never thought they'd be able to do it.
Yeah. And we know how important that is right now after the hurricane that we just had.
Oh, their roof blew off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They went back to their house like just a couple of days after Ian went through, and the roof on the mobile home was tore off.
Oh, no.
She actually just sat there and cried, you know, not because she was sad, but just relief.
Right. Absolutely. Tears of happiness.
Yeah.
You know, there's a ton of down payment assistance programs that are out there. We'd love to talk to you more about them, Steve, or talk to anybody about them if they're interested in them. Because like I said, about 13 different down payment assistance programs.
Right.
They're not all for everybody.
Right.
Some work, some don't. Some are really good. Some are okay. But the bottom line is, once again, it helps you. It's a starter. It gets you in a house.
Right.
I mean, just like your first time house, we don't go out and buy a $1 million home.
Yeah.
We go into a starter house, one that we can afford. We build some equity up. We maybe sell it and buy a new one. We maybe rent it and use the income to buy another property. But you got to start somewhere. And this is what these programs allow you to do.
So, and a lot of our conversation is off the cuff. And we're about to go into another off the cuff situation without you. No warning, Tony. No warning. But what I'm thinking about here is the comparison to if you have to keep renting or you have to take on even a 6.25% interest rate, even a 7% where they were not all that long ago. So you keep renting, you're just throwing all that money away. You get into an interest rate that might be higher than, you know, your friends and family may think you should have, but you're getting this lump sum of help as well. I mean, I just wonder how long it would take to take that lump sum of your closing costs and spread it over that little 7% interest rate. How many years would it take to even eat that off?
Well, absolutely.
The math is there to show that even if you're paying a higher interest rate than you want to, the support of the money, of the grants or whatever you're getting.
Down payment assistance.
Yeah, the down payment assistance. The support of that is a way bigger win than the loss you might feel because, oh, well, I've got a 6.5% interest rate.
Well, you know, you talk about that too, but did you know that 6.5 is actually lower than the average interest rate? So we're still.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. Some of them may be surprised.
Right. And anybody who's looked at rates or noticed rates over the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
About 10, 15 years. This, you know, when we've seen 7 and 8s, that was the highest rate they've ever seen.
Yeah.
But overall, it's still a great rate and it's more of a normal rate than a 2-3% market.
Yeah. Well, 6% is half, exactly half of my first interest rate on a house in 1988 at 12% interest rate.
So 12%.
Yeah.
Right. Probably weren't making a lot of money back then.
No, I think my paychecks were about $350 a week. The thing was, is I was no longer paying rent and that's what made it all worthwhile.
And you build equity.
Yes.
That's a big thing.
There's a man who leads a life of danger, showing how
Real Estate Agent Man. Real Estate Agent Man. Write down his cell phone number. Do not forget his name. Where the pretty pictures that you find, deceitful sellers make you lose. Real Estate Agent Man. Real Estate Agent Man. Write down his cell phone number. Do not forget his name. Hoping for the Riviera one day. Sell Sarasota today, and that Nissan that he drives don't make him feel alive. That Lamborghini dream lives on tomorrow. Real Estate Agent Man. Real Estate. Real Estate.